Assalamu alaikum and good afternoon. Even today there have been bomb explosions in Kabul. So there will be such attacks as long as there is no peace agreement. But right now we are seeing the most serious and sustained effort for peace in Afghanistan. And that's why the expectations are high. It is difficult to say whether this peace talks will lead to any peace agreement and whether the peace agreement will be properly implemented. It's very risky to say something about Afghanistan like this. But I believe the Taliban-US peace talks will continue despite occasional deadlocks. Talks have now been held for 8 months and they could continue as long as it takes to reach agreement. Even if there's a breakdown along the way, talks will likely resume. Ending talks is in nobody's interest, and both sides, I mean Taliban and US, have now understood each other's positions and whatever is achievable. The foremost Taliban demand was that they only want to negotiate with the US, and that was finally conceded by the US. Taliban hailed it as a big achievement. Now their biggest objective is to secure withdrawal of the US-led foreign forces and declare victory. There will be a milestone coming up in the next few weeks, and that will be the announcement, the annual announcement of the spring offensive by Taliban. They do it in April. If the US, with help from Qatar is very important. Qatar, Pakistan, China, maybe others, can get Taliban not to announce their annual spring offensive in April. It will be a breakthrough. It will be also a major CBM. That could be a prelude to ceasefire. We all know Taliban linked ceasefire with start of the withdrawal of foreign forces. They said we will cease fire when the withdrawal starts. But the US has said very clearly that there will be no withdrawal without a proper peace agreement. So there are two very diverse positions right now. Both sides have to find a way around it, otherwise they won't be able to secure their main objectives. At this stage, the Americans and Taliban negotiators are trying to finalize the draft framework on the basis of 2 points on which they have reached some understanding in January. It seems there is a disagreement on the timetable of the withdrawal of US forces and the kind of guarantees Taliban can offer not to allow the use of Afghanistan's soil for attacks against US. Whether Taliban will publicly dissociate from Al-Qaeda and other groups. That's the question. Taliban refusal to talk to the Afghan government remains a challenge. Can this be circumvented by getting all anti-Taliban forces, including the Afghan government, to form a joint negotiating team? This is a proposal which is being discussed. Zalmay Khalilzad has also talked about it. The opposition will be ready to form a joint negotiating team with the Ashraf Ghani government, but the Afghan government is resisting. Afghan government also opposes the formation of an interim government. And Zalmay Khalilzad said this can be discussed in the intra-Afghan dialogue. Also, the Kabul government is against delaying the election for president on July 20. There are some bright spots. For example, Taliban met 38 Afghan opposition leaders, including very important people. All of them were their former enemies. They met in Moscow. Russia deserved credit for that in January. Now, Taliban are saying they are willing to meet any Afghan politician, tribal elder, ulama, but not as representative of the Afghan government, which they refuse to recognize. But the fact remains that the Afghan government is elected, constitutional, internationally recognized. It has to be made part of the dialogue with Taliban. But it's also a fact that the 11-member negotiating team announced by the Afghan government was rejected by the Afghan opposition parties. In fact, three of them named their own negotiating teams. So, how to involve the opposition parties, which are very strong in certain areas, in the talks as well? It has to be an intra-Afghan dialogue. That's important. That's why, if a deal is made, say eventually, between the Americans and Taliban, and then subsequently between Taliban and the Afghan government, what about the opposition? Because they don't accept the negotiators named by the Afghan government. It's not that the Taliban have not held talks with the Afghan government in the past. They have done that. Taliban met Afghan government officials in Murray, Pakistan in July 2015, and before that in Urumqi, China. The talks were only one day, one round of talks. They didn't continue. In one case, due to the belated disclosure of Mullah Omar's death. But that was a different period of time, and the Americans were not yet involved in direct talks with Taliban. A very important point for Taliban is they don't want to risk division in their ranks for the peace process. They have to be very careful about their field commanders. Late Mullah Mansur's network remains very powerful as it controls the finance and military commissions. Money and weapons and fighters, they are mostly controlled by Mullah Mansur's people. The commanders, fighters, according to one survey in Afghanistan, are largely skeptical of the peace talks. But for now, they are going along. They cannot be ignored, as they will have to play a key role in implementing any ceasefire or agreement. Talking to the US had wide acceptance among Taliban, but it would be difficult to sell the idea for talks with the Afghan government after having termed it as a puppet of the US for the last 17-18 years. As Taliban control or contest nearly half the country, they have high stakes and they want to play a major role in future Afghanistan. The Taliban have proved good fighters but tough, often abusive rulers and administrators. It's a new experience for Taliban to negotiate peace with the Americans. 13 Taliban negotiators and 25 Americans in the initial round. Taliban are now trying to achieve something which they could not fully achieve on the battlefield. But they have to realize that making peace with the departing Americans will be easier than rival Afghans. Taliban need to change their ways as Afghanistan has changed, especially in urban centers since the mid-1990s when Taliban were in power. Taliban are now saying they want to coexist with fellow Afghans. But will they accept democracy? human and women rights, free press, question marks. Afghan government obviously is angry and isolated, as it has been kept out of peace talks because of Taliban opposition. It is desperate to get in. Ghani has been criticized by the Afghan opposition for creating hurdles in peace process. The government lacks military muscle to play a major and effective role. The unity government's disunity has increased as Ghani and Abdullah are again opponents in the elections. The American role. The US power to influence events in Afghanistan and the region has decreased, more so after Trump's emphasis on America first and his intention declared publicly by his team to withdraw troops. It was a sign of US weakness when it agreed to talk to Taliban after insisting for years that they must talk to the Afghan government. The US seems ready to withdraw from the unwinnable, unpopular Afghan war, but on better terms. It would still like to maintain some military bases in Afghanistan to fight the war against terrorism, to defend the Afghan government, and to get the peace agreement implemented. Khalilzad again is on record saying that they will give up the military bases if the government formed after the peace agreement makes this kind of demand, or if terrorism issue has been resolved. There are two conditions put up by Khalilzad. Pakistan's role. Pakistan is largely a facilitator. It freed Mullah Abdul Ghani Biradar on the request of the US to make Taliban negotiating team authoritative. Biradar was arrested and released on the request of the US after 8 years. Pakistan will be asked to break deadlocks, guarantee any peace agreement. Both are uphill tasks given the poor relations between the Afghan government and Pakistan, and also because of Taliban's attempts to stay independent. Pakistan is right in saying, and we have seen it recently, that its influence on Taliban has diminished. Taliban reluctant increasingly to associate more with Pakistan. Taliban claim it is their own decision to hold talks with the US and not due to Pakistan. Pakistan wants to ensure its interests are served in case of a peace accord, so that Afghanistan's soil isn't used against it. I mentioned Qatar earlier, punching above its weight. Qatar emerged as a major facilitator by hosting the peace talks. On the sidelines, we saw a meeting between Mullah Biradar, Zulmay Khalilzad, and the Deputy Prime Minister of Qatar. The Taliban Political Commission is based in Qatar since 2010. So Taliban are under a lot of influence from Qatar. But I believe no single country can do this. It has to be a shared responsibility. And lastly, in case of an India-Pakistan conflict, I think, as everybody has discussed this, situation is maybe under control now, but a major conflict will impact the whole region, maybe the world, because both countries are nuclear armed. They won't be using nuclear weapons, but they will be concerned. But I think that even in case of a conflict, the impact on the US-Taliban talks will be limited. Because the talks are on course now, continuing for the last 8 months, in July last year, and both sides seem keen to make it a success. Although Pakistan's focus will shift in case of war with India, but it will, I believe, continue to work for Afghan peace. Why? To win international goodwill, to oblige the US, most importantly for its own sake, because a stable and peaceful Afghanistan can ensure a stable and peaceful Pakistan. And if you have been following the media, the Pakistani ambassador in Kabul gave a statement that India-Pakistan conflict will negatively affect the Afghan peace process. And the Afghan government immediately made a protest about that. They said it is an interference in Afghanistan's affairs. So we remain hopeful, although it has been a long story. The talks are continuing. As long as the talks continue, there will be hope that something better will come out. Thank you.